Radiophrenia, the light at the end of the dial.
Welcome to Radiophrenia Redux, a programme presenting selections from the Radiophrenia archives. These works were originally aired during our second season of broadcasts in 2016. In the second half of the programme, you'll hear Lone Crow Make Some Hullabaloo by Sean Byrne. But first, we present Twilight of the Rock Gods by Luke Fowler and Richard McMaster. The source material for this piece originates from two found reel-to-reel collections. The first is a collection of demos dating from 1974 to 78, produced by a London record label. The contents highlight the spectrum of rock music being produced during that period, from soft and prog rock to disco and more electronic influences. This material is radically reshaped by means of editing, looping, and then feeding the loops through vintage hardware effects boxes. These effects were common in the studios at that time, but often used more conservatively. In this piece, the effects are manipulated and played as instruments in their own right. The second archive of tapes came from a London University's research into people with speech disorders. We hear the biographical reflections of a man with a stammer, who also happened to have worked in several roles in the music industry. The interview demystifies the often glamorized image of the music industry, whilst revealing numerous associative meanings with the accompanying treated rock tapes.
Thank you. I work for a management company. We manage the Rolling Stones, the Cult, and Big Country. And I'm a management liaison for the management firm. I link up with the agents to organise the tours. I organise interviews with the press, TV, merchandise, that sort of thing. I go out on tour occasionally to make sure everything's running smoothly.
Groups then? Yeah. Do you have to know a lot about them?
Not really when you start, you don't know. I think as you work there, you start to obviously know a little bit more about them as what they're really like, and not what they're like how you read in the papers or see on TV, because they are not the same people at all. It's a manufactured product, what the general public see and how they really are. You know, it's like anything. It's wrapped up very nicely in order to look good.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y Z.
So when you go on their tours, do you get to watch the concerts or is it work?
No, I generally get time to watch the gig. In fact, that's only a small part of life on the road. I mean, that only lasts an hour and a half each night, whereas you're on the road 24 hours a day, travelling, arranging hotels, interviews, radio interviews, TV interviews, promotion work.
Kiseal, Kiseal, Fleeseal, Fleeseal, Farsard, Farsard, Sparsart, Sparsart. Kiseal, Kiseal, Fleeseal, Fleeseal, Farsard, Farsard, Sparsart, Sparsart. Kiseal, Kiseal, Fleeseal, Fleeseal, Farsard, Farsard, Sparsart, Sparsart.
So have you travelled a lot then?
Yeah. I think when I think how old I am, I have travelled quite a bit, yeah. Been to Australia, Japan. I've been from the east side of America to the west side about 5 times. I've been all around Europe and Britain, obviously. The only place I haven't been where I'd like to go is to Argentina and Brazil, places like that. And maybe East Germany.
And have you got any favourite places that you visited?
I liked Japan. I thought that was excellent. Whereas if you were walking along a main street in Tokyo, you'd be able to walk on the street because there's just so many people. Where else did I like? I quite like Los Angeles. I like that because it's so modern. It's always hot, which is good. Everybody's quite wild, I guess is the word. It's not at all laid back. I don't like Europe very much. I think it's really boring, all of Europe. I don't think I liked anywhere in Europe in particular. Australia was just like England, I thought, although it was hotter.
Is still,
I originally started off by, I used to work as a freelance journalist for certain music magazines like Sounds and Kerrang, papers like that, and that was purely on a freelance level. Like I would attend a gig and just write about it and mail it in the hope that it would get printed, and eventually after about 4 or 5 months it did. And then another one got printed, another one and another one, until my name started to get quite well known. And I started writing a lot about a certain band called Iron Maiden, because they were from the East End of London. And not many bands ever made it out of London really big. So I used to write about them quite a lot with interviews and their organising their interviews and looking after their press and stuff like that. It may just sound like it's Iron Maiden management, and you probably imagine that there's a little office place wherever, but in fact it's a massive firm with an employees roster of about 160 people that work from offices in London, Australia, New York and Los Angeles, so it's a big thing now. I mean, it isn't small anymore.
We'll be right back.
stay in the same job for a long time?
No, I don't like it. It's a very stressful job because to remain in that area of music all my life, because it would make me old long before my time. I think I'd like to start my own record shop or something like that, where there would be no more hassle sort of having to try and arrange things that are practically impossible to arrange anyway, but they always have to be arranged, you know. It's awfully stressful, you know. Makes you feel very old.
Do you have to work antisocial hours?
Yeah. In the music industry, there's no such thing as overtime at all, you know. It never exists, but as you can imagine, bands play mostly at night and stuff like that. So you do. I mean, I've been on the road at times for 8 months at a time without ever having a break at all. But the money's good, which makes it livable. If it was bad money, I don't think anybody would do it at all. But there have been times when I've had to stay awake for like half a week at a time, obviously through like illegal purposes. Then I moved to A&R, which is when you drop around all the clubs at night and you try and find new bands and make them big. So I started looking out for new bands for the management agencies, and I signed a band called Strange Crews, which is headed by, here you go, here's the stutter, alright, by Dave Strange. Signed an outrageous rock band from Los Angeles called Wasp.
What do you do when you do get a chance for a holiday?
Oh, I go well away from it. I try and go to somewhere like Spain, where they already know what music is. I go away in a club 18 to 30 holiday, where I can just relax or something like that. And I try my very hardest not to find a record shop or to listen to a radio, and I just go away and lie on the beach for 2 weeks.
Have you ever had any sort of ambitions to go on stage yourself?
No, not at all. I think I did when I was like at school still, about 12 or 13. I think everybody does at some spell. But in general, the music industry is made up of either people with inflated ego or musicians who have failed, and I think I'm in the latter category of the two. But then I didn't really try. I was always more interested in writing about music and actually organising music than playing it. You know, I wouldn't like to play on stage. Although it's really easy. I mean, if you're in a band, all you do, when you're on the road or making a record, is you play for an hour and a half a night, and you might have 3 interviews in the day, but. That not included, all you do is you lie down and everybody else looks after you. So it's the easiest way in the music industry to make a lot of money with very little work. Yeah. I'm being horrible, aren't I? Who's your favourite band?
You just heard Twilight of the Rock Gods by Luke Fowler and Richard McMaster. Next, we present Lone Crow Make Some Hullabaloo by outsider artist Sean Byrne. This work blends and processes poetry with soundscape and is based around a recurring dream of an intense relationship with a trickster crow and memories of a childhood before adolescent psychiatric wards.
Shall clean up the mess. That's what us crows do best. You and me, my laddie fair. We shall go and strip the body bare. You and me, my laddie fair. He shall go and strip that body fair and bare. As I was walking all alone, I heard two corpses making moan. The one to the other did say, where shall we go and dine today? Oh, where shall we go and dine today? Behind that stone wall lies a knight. He lies there, newly slain, and nobody knows that his body's there. We shall go and dine there. We shall go and dine there. No one but his hawk and his hound and his laddie Pharaoh. No, he is lying there, oh, in that ditch behind the wall. And now his hound is to the hunting gone, and as his hawk is taken to the wing, and his lad is still looking, his lad is still looking. So we shall go and dine, we shall go and dine sweetly, we shall go and dine. We'll sit on his bones and pluck out his eyes. We shall feather our nest so that it shall not go bare. We shall clean up the mess. That's what us crows do best. You and me, my laddie fair, we shall go and strip the body bare. You and me, my laddie fair, we shall go and strip that body fair and bare. There is a rare meat to him.
My age.
There is a rare
he reads, finger following the line. Mouths words, mouths words, mouths words. Her finger lifting. A lone crow takes light to horizon. Grabs plastic pack, pastly under gull's beak. Wings to balcony, the second floors. Shucks plastic, takes the tasty. Clucking tower roof, where air is vinegary. Catching back. Throats a roiling nest of vowels. Young uns doing the dirty chip cartons and never to bins. Today out to lunch, tomorrow's more so. Lone crow doing most the scary. Formed and a childhood. Crazed junta, guns for sons, none for you, sister boy. Time stain. Us both. Those darker archaeologies, all that remains of wood post in ground. Torso her nest. Found and fond, niched, leashed out, t-shirt reading steel my lonelinesses. Even crows must mating dance, must making dance, tears ripe for makeover, takeovers. Sappho, hawk's big issues, a distant pitch. Crow warning, Ritsos doing the talking. Eye patches shouldn't be fashion statement, while I catch ad for bedtime readings, all tied up. The friction shot. Gobbeting out and digested pop. No fibre there. We all light matches. Question how far the burn. Right dander skin
and
came the strike on flag stone. Arcs shower sparks across mobility scooter. Crow throw down gauntlets and then the banana skins. Lone crow's last to bed. Time that tall true tale. Great thirst spots water in glass bottom. Drops stones till water reaches beak. Brushing your cheek. My eyelashes wing tip, riots other skyline. One crow's pain is another's bread. Who wouldn't steal your egg if only it were season? Rhyme and reasons. Lone crow's fire working, finally gag. Empty bed blues in punkish dance. Your energy's no making. Question mark of swan's necking. But raggedy self, more exclamation. Marking this far. Data express. Willows barking. Charcoals ahead. Motion capture. Only never yours. Flags rip asunder, hammer wall to your nail, and we hang suspended in age. Your two hearts, one for me, other for the rest, and to hear them swear among our feathers. Scenes of sophisticated lady, downing you deep, oil into our pastry. Lick your featherings, taste ash.
To pour gazelles
through your sweet flesh. Those reams torn, dreams sweaty spells, spawning papers right to edge over. Cry and crease, rush and release. To pour gazelles through. You always my ultimate scuff feathers and conspiratorial ink. Your shadow my playground, your heart every song, winging it can't lock down.
All
my crack mates hacked off swan songs, you shucking off skin
and plucked out
air, singe my lag as bin bags,
render all the body totally
clean. Yours, a glaze, brain waving in scrutiny, always eye bright and bitter.
You and me,
long
my laddie,
wash
us crow and
a singular fold, lull fueled, truly unruled, lies still turn and blend your wounds, tongues grinded. Who ain't movable feast? This moth high kicks, lily, 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 books massing, dissolves ancestry, dissolve your agony, redact, redact, redact. Horizon susurrate over your liminal, tongues colouring. This slow boil over hours. Lights flirt and up flare, itch wordage and never got beyond verbs are doing words, nouns are naming words, adjectives are the other, and harbour carries to you, meaning
to poor gazelle,
and
true.
Stand still and listen to your body, its harsh commands. Twisting spills junk DNA, my paunch, your egg, so wanting to pour gazelles through your flesh. Shelf radica, bookshop with stolen stock, your left wing and our taking off by miles, donating each Angela Carter my last, knowing would be dead no use than on me. Your heart, your heart was burnished with light when arguments raged, abuse in Cleveland, B. Campbell setting us straight, well, no, straight, but you know what I... Fighting poll tax that gather you and I, a long winning. But you lost clause 28, and I miss your wing beat heat against mine. Thought you minx enough always to solder on more nosegay than. Instead, growing old and fat and stupid alone, shroud me. The shrouds allowed. The cheapest creme slant some trees for you. Lone crow to meld to. Infrared dot over heat and heart. How they track us. Tracking us down. Your crucible sky taken. Worn long converse. Stoppering death. Sign my wounds with ambergris. Sing your apertures frac. Ture fairy tale. Was no swan to your leader. Were no children of liar. Spitting feathers, your bound soft back. Just out at ease. Who will reach my poor broke written hand? Was spider. Turns out was ill. 8 year and the weight and drop already up on. Wouldn't talk, couldn't sleep. Steel, string, wool, wire tape, measure, sellotape, steel, ribbons, string, hook, and loop, tape, measure, sellotape, ribbons, bedpost, handle door, hook, bedpost, handle door,
and
tie them off.
Funnel web, myself within. They'd cut web down to reach inside. Cut down they did, but I bought a little precious time, a precious little. I
stealing string, wire tape, measures, sellotape, ribbons,
and stolen and loop string, nail hook, wire tape, measures, sellotape, ribbons, hook and loop round nail hook, bed post handled.
Stealing strings,
wire tape, measures, sellotape, ribbons, hook,
tie them
loop,
off.
Nail, hook, bed post, handle,
no
doors,
care.
And that system,
tie them off.
My own funnel
slave,
webbing,
slave,
horizons lured,
slave.
Lowered to the innermost. Hearing tightened into that slightest, my fingertip lightning.
Stealing string,
stealing string,
measure,
tape, measure,
sellotape,
ribbons,
hook,
nail, loop,
right, nail,
hook,
handbed,
post, handle,
doors,
and
tie
them
off,
until was wicker down to the slightest breath, the lightest death catching at me, catching me out. Care had a thing about meat hooks. The dance macabre, the godfather media locked
down like no other, pinned down like no other. Taking bulb from socket, sticking two wet fingers in to jerk and jolt once more across borrowed floor.
Back to conscious by your tap backing.
You still continent away and no yet spread. How you touch my night window, lone crow. Smell to the acetone, nail vanish your talons. A handful more years, the daily ache of difference. You halving continents and just learning spread. Dead waiting beyond care, but delighting in birds through window. And you too wily to head but reflect. And like those stunned, your right carrion, but left wing staunchly. The music harp. Ah, those blades we lick. Oh, those bladings. The best crows are street fighters, and you, lone crow, having that trick. Picking gap in heaving traffic and busting on in. Army surplus, but armies always are. And even when we had no books, you understood the fire of good lyrics burning on up. Your hieroglyph in air, rescue me, rescue me. We rhythmed together in sheen or in slip, hung on block, last that alphabet's well hid. Sister boy late learn laying a bed, even suns shine square, wardrobe of stones, a scuttle of coal. Peck up fortune's cookie, words and all and back down to Ultima Fool. You black blocking, us widowing weeds. Outing grievances. Anarchist.
Anarchist.
Oh.
Anarchist.
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 Grievances. Your crown. You croaked. You're croaking. Me, grown fat and stupid alone. You burn up fast, spitting feathers, beauty, fully. Last, aftermath. Return to silence. No burning drum. You'll never touch earth again, where when we ate dozen nectarine. They're clinging to stone, thought weird forevering. No forevering. Years. Lone crow, sister boy, absorb some warmth. My last friend, keeping receipt. Your wings. To pour gazelles through you always. To pour gazelles through
poor gazelles.
You always.
To pour gazelles
you through.
To pour
gazelles
to pour
gazelles
to pour gazelles.
To the poor gazelle, you always. Crow light heaten, and demon you squatting TV aerial opposite, summon sing. Lifelong Republicans, we loathe streets called after king. Such unearned naming turn us berserker. Ugly love calls us station.
ends platform 2, northbound out of Newcastle. That glint, your eye, pale lights still. Awaiting our Edinburgh change, you delight over pasty scraps. At Perth's platform 7, change again for Highlands, and you crack over pitted stone of no roof. Pick us up again outside Inverness, in easy pace, all along heron-hunched Booley Firth. Rucksack to Writing Cottage, step outside Moniac Moor, and you laugh the near pine having won our bet, winner another race, all aces down. Dark Knife, the Cairngorms, shadow flow over Spey, long boat prowling Murray, your crow proud prow, breasting, beasting all. Singer of sweet carrion, no waste to your dirk world, regrets rien, to outlast the human sun, and never forget those old geographies. Familiar, shield, winged wisdom. You are sunset and sunrise, laughter and loss, mediator between call and winding sheet, have long wound us in. Philip Pullman swears by you, his Dark Materials trilogy. Demons who choose, that we choose, shaping alongside, ultimately to fight and die with us, never to be denied. Mine is no beauty, has immense tale, is survived. Pullman also swears we most need story after food, water, warmth. Read you into this latest existence, a loveless leads. So that's why you've always been beside. From first snatching a fried potato on Teesside lawn as Ben, us clapping, I never denied. How and now? You sing again that Southern Psych Hospital, centre d of language. Outside our ground floor window, you pace garden walled, impatience for largactyl slowing our reading pace to ghosted shutter speeds, rather than race of bullet. You sing how painting the peacock exhaust all colour, leaving only black for your feather rings, why you're now jet. Obsidian cold. And no Jess, your seam of discourse, your seething monologue, your searing of tongues. Oh, tonguing trickster, predictor of longed for rain, revealer of ambush, how you arrow to here now. Familiar outside our spider web rooms, childhood. Adolescence, snatched nightmarings, and then down repeated adults' cowl roads. Teesside and fried potato, always hanging Snowdonia. Your eye, the exact pool of our Idwall's Lynn. I spy and spooling, you joust the very slash out of that Coombs Cliff, twill do. And since ancient death, your only bird will fly that Lynn's surface. You're always chorusing and climaxing us in careless echo for the hours of our days. From that home of uncare to the white waters of Avon Isaac. Catch as catch can that unpavable street of Stoke. Out of Jesse Kesson's somewhere beyond until Grampian hunger striking. You, honey suckling south to Newcastle, us swig your bottle. Leeds knows only defiance impeached on tower block. No speaking whole year till armed unit interview. Us as victim, another reason no to sing. Flee south where they lift money out our wallet. Tut your collapse, the rich cobbles. Won't dial 999 but instead shout, jump! Hospitals and hospitalizations, ICUs and intravenouses. The meds shove just so. Mental distress as products of trauma, our tongues stolen, nest robbed. but there's new growth always, however slow. Swelling, swollen, light graining new pollens, gaining Newcastle again via Walsall and Powys, arms and heart and pulses, arrowing to here to now, you've always had our back, called us to living after heart attack. Sang balm over our love woundings, sutures in the many tongues of loss, died, dying dead, by rights more than once, again, 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 row us back, the terrible dead end such that cannot rest, and sometimes, just sometimes, returning this side of light, how to put those wrong things right. Now, you bob down fence post past strawberry bed, inspect impressive talons, nod and caw. You do each day as I hold mugs of mock and Atari espresso and look on. So, nodding turns, yeah, we've reached understanding, accord. Far cries from discord, ing our many separate battlings. Long since no famine lies, or shed of carings, our comrades chosen just so. No sex between, no gender, no agenda, just mutual assured survivings. You predicted this future where the jewels of compost gleam, worms turning over rich pickings. The best carry on. The righteous carrion, even the rhubarbs no longer sleeping. Throw you eggs, Abriachen's free-range finest, and only a little after their selby. You gleam and glint, then gleam, tap and crack thin skulls, swallow greedily to the meniscus and beyond. Sun and wind scream together, harmonies perfecting balance such that you flit, look out, our locked out post. Harry the height of that pine, surge sudden on mead beam, sky right, Kenny. Bon temps, brûlé, always coming home.
We shall go and hide sweetly on his bones and pluck out his eyes. We shall feather our nest so that it shall not go bare. We shall clean up the mess. That's what us crows do best. You and me, my laddie fair, we shall go and strip the body bare. You and me, my laddie fair, we shall go and strip that body fair and bare. There is a rare meet him, and there's many more like him, but we should go and cleanse the corpse. We shall go and pluck out the eyes. We shall go and tear the flesh. We shall render all down. We shall render all down. How clean up the mess, that's what us crows do best. You and me, my laddie fair, we shall go and strip the body bare. You and me, my laddie fair, we shall go and strip that body fair and bare.
You've been listening to Lone Crow Make Some Hullabaloo by Sean Byrne. This was a Radiophrenia commission supported by Creative Scotland. Radiophrenia.